So at 5:40, I had promised the press after the address I would bring Mike Huckabee outside the front door in front of that podium. 5:40, Mike Huckabee came out. He began answering questions about the impending impeachment proceedings. About 5:45, I heard a lot of commotion to my left, and I could see a letter coming over people's heads. As you know, it was just packed in there. Nobody could move. And, I mean, this is almost sounds overly dramatic, but it's what happened. You could see this letter coming, and I grabbed it, and this was letter number two. It had 4:40 p.m. on it. We didn't get it till an hour later. We have reason to believe it was written well after 4:40 p.m. But this is the one in which Governor Tucker said, "My disability is over. I'm taking back the full powers of the governorship. You can't call a special session," in other words.
Right.
It didn't say it in those words, but that was the meaning of the letter. And so how much more dramatic could you get than to have Mike Huckabee before all these cameras? I have to step up literally and say, "Governor, we need to turn around, go back inside and talk," and then turn to the press and say, "Folks, we'll be back in a couple of minutes." So we go back inside the lieutenant governor's office. Frank Airy, the legal counsel, is there. Judge Holt is there. And Mike had also requested that Leon Holmes, a Little Rock lawyer who is one of the top constitutional scholars,
right,
he probably knows the old 1874 Arkansas Constitution and its amendments better than anybody around, was there. We pulled out a statute book, and what Judge Holt basically said was he declared a disability because of his federal court conviction. Nothing has happened in federal court to change that disability. So this letter is invalid. So we went back out before the press, probably at about 5:45, 5:50, to make that point, when I heard a commotion again. Now, it was weird enough this happening once, but to happen less than 10 minutes later, here comes another letter over the crowd. Before it gets there, though, and I'm not just saying it because I'm on this station, but Michael Hiblin of KARN was at Mike Huckabee's feet, with a microphone above him and a cell phone to his ear, and luckily he was not kind at that point, not wanting to interrupt the new governor. He hollered out, "Governor, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm on the telephone to my newsroom. Max Parker of Governor Tucker's office has just called and said that he will resign by 6 p.m. So for the second time in about a 10-minute period, I had to step in front of the press again, say, "Excuse me, folks, we need to go inside and talk. We'll be back later." We went back in. The copy of the letter, which was letter number three, the handwritten resignation letter, had arrived by that point. And Mike Huckabee said, "Get me a judge. I don't care who it is. Get me a judge. Let's do this oath of office. Let's get this over with. Let's not play around anymore."
Right.
Luckily, the Chief Justice of the Arkansas Supreme Court, Brad Jessen of Fort Smith, had been there for the 2 p.m. swearing in. He was still close, still had his robes. We were able to get him down.